sir. Thank you.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Carlos. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good. Good. I can hear you now. I was just about to call you, actually. Is your son there?
Yeah, my son is here.
Great.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, wonderful. So I'm happy to answer any questions that you guys have.
Okay, so one of the questions is, to add pictures to the page, who would control that part? Like, who would add the pictures to the page? Would you guys add the pictures, or do we have to add the pictures?
So we can do that for you. Of course, everything is included. The hosting, maintenance, even updating of the site is included. Now, you will have access to a tracking and reporting system, so actually 24/7 access. You can, if you like, upload photos directly through your tracking system, but, you know, feel free to email them to us, and we would be able to do that for you.
Okay,
so to add the pictures, would obviously we have to log in into our account, right, and everything?
Or just email the photos to us, and we'll be able to do that for you. Yeah, but you do have a tracking and reporting system, so you can see how much work you're getting and where the work is coming from. And one of the things that you can do through your tracking system is upload photos as well. But if it's easier for you, just email us those photos, and we'll upload that content on your behalf.
Okay. Can I get the email, or can you send me a message with the email I can send the pictures to?
Yeah, so it's going to be photos@localsplash.com, or even just support@localsplash.com. That's the catch-all for everything related to the account. You'll get everything in writing, and all of that information will be sent out to you.
Through text message or
email?
Through text and through email. I mean, if you like, I can. Yeah.
Okay. Entonces, nomás eso. Todo lo que queremos añadirle, de trabajos y votos, lo mandamos ahí. Sí. Okay. Dile que está bien.
Okay, that's fine.
No, pues, será. $193 por mes.
So, also, I would like to confirm the price of $199 per month.
That's exactly correct. Yeah, that's a reduced rate. It's a promotional rate for an established business, so it really is a fixed rate. It's not an introductory rate. You know, because the company's been around for 8 years, you're getting that reduced price. We prefer to work with companies that are established, companies that know what they're doing. So that is a rate that will stay with you as long as you choose to stay with us. It is a month-to-month service. So obviously our job is to send you the jobs and earn your business. And as long as you continue to use the service, that $199, that reduced rate, will be the rate that applies. It is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so not only will it never go up, but it is all-inclusive. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. You're not paying for the lead or the click or the job, not paying a percentage of your profits, no matter how many calls or jobs you get and do. It's just that flat rate, that $199.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Now, I think I've got most of the information here as far as the business name, Aspen Lawn and Sprinklers. The AND is the ampersand, the symbol for the word AND, not AND spelled out, right?
And it's, yeah.
Only on the website is it spelled out, but for the branding of the business name, it's the symbol, right? To appear, Aspen Lawn and Sprinklers. Okay, perfect.
Yes, for the brand, yes.
For the business name. But the website itself, of course, you can't have those symbols in websites or emails. That's why Aspen Lawn and Sprinklers at gmail.com is the website, or the email address, I should say. And then the website itself is Aspen Lawn and Sprinklers, both of those A and D. But the business name to appear is the symbol. The phone number that we're speaking on, I believe, is the business number, right? The 503-710-1378. That's the number for the customers to call. Is there also an office number, the 503-884-9095?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
All right.
Would I be able to add another number?
Sure.
A different number would be 503-710-1541.
What's the number?
And my name is Joshua.
Joshua? Okay.
Yeah. So the three numbers are right.
Yeah, so 503-710-1541, that's basically your number, right, Joshua?
Yeah. And okay. My question was, would I put a second choice of, for the mobile?
Uh-huh. Add it as a second mobile number?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, so the office number and then the two mobile numbers.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. And then as far as the hours of operation that you guys want to be listed for, is that Monday through Saturday, Monday through Friday?
Monday through Saturday.
Uh-huh. Like 7 to 7 or?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
7 to 7. Okay, perfect.
Yes.
And at this time, are you taking cash, check, credit card, anything like Zelle, Venmo, PayPal?
Not much cash and check.
Just cash and checks.
Cash and check? Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'll be scheduling a follow-up call with our technician. That could be either with either of you or with both of you together. That's kind of where we, you know, verify information off of the website and information that I have here. Looks like the mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, things like that. I guess some of that is on the website already, the pledge and the mission. But we'll want to, you know what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You don't need to be in front of a computer for that call. We do schedule by the hour. The call, though, takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Now, the other thing that I would do, because it's required of us, we're Google partners, and we are required to read what's called a voice verification. It actually gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service. That in this case, it is the flat rate of the $199 and that rate would never go up. Now, the voice verification, like I said, is recorded, but you can charge me at, or you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is pretty straightforward, though. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. And since I've got... Go ahead.
One more question. The page, would you guys do it or will we? Yeah.
So that's something that we would do on your behalf. Facebook, Yelp, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. You know, we're creating almost 70 different destinations and directories because they're all equally important. They all talk about your services, your service area. They all do link back to that website. But that's one of the things that we'll do on your behalf is it's necessary to get you listed on the first page.
Okay, and then tonight we will send you guys the pictures.
That would be perfect. Yeah, that would be perfect. And I'm looking at that client interview calendar for what's available, and we'd certainly be able to do that follow-up call later on today. Now, since I've got both of you on the line, either of you can answer the questions, and give me just a second to get that voice verification set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Aston Lawn and Sprinklers.
Okay, and that's how I've got that, with the symbol for the word AND, not AND spelled out. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Pues tu nombre y pone que eres el presidente, ¿no? Manager.
My name is Joshua, and I'm the manager for Aston Lawn and Sprinklers.
And that's Joshua Cruz?
Yeah, Joshua Cruz.
Oh, okay. And then, Joshua, as the manager of Aspen Lawn and Sprinklers, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yeah.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
For the billing?
Yeah, it's not the, you're, okay, gotcha. I mean, it's kind of a silly question, but we do have to ask it. And then for best results, as you can imagine, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that people in your area who need your services are able to contact you directly. We specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company as well as from your potential customers. Joshua, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, it also says in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. It is, again, a month-to-month service. The reason we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company, we certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information is accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Now, that's fair enough, right?
Okay, yes.
Perfect. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And we're going to make sure that no physical address appears for the business online, since no one ever comes to you. You're always going out to that customer. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, the fixed flat rate of $199 with the setup fee actually waived, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that setup fee, which I'm actually waiving today entirely, will be charged today, the 30th of November, in the very reduced rate of exactly $199.00. Now, that $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever, as the calls will be coming directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 30th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $199.00. And again, that rate will never go up. As it is a month-to-month service and offered completely at will, no contract, that of course means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Cruz, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. And then, Joshua, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you?
I'll be doing a Visa.
A Visa card. And is the name on the card your name or Carlos or the business name? How does that appear?
Carlos Cruz. And it has both names, Carlos Cruz and Espinosa Cruz.
Okay. And Carlos is there on the phone call as well. You said that was a Visa card, so that should actually start with a 4, all Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay, it's 4798 5312.
Okay.
1333.
Okay.
9288.
And then the expiration month and year?
10/27.
10/2027, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
118.
118. So I've got 118 on the back, and October or 10/2027 for the expiration date. And then, Mr. Cruz, was the card itself 4798 5312 1333 9288?
Yes.
Okay. And is the billing address of that card, is that the 224 Brown Street in Aurora, 97071, or is it a P.O. box?
It's 224 Brown Street, Woodburn, Oregon.
Okay. 22, that's in Woodburn. And is that, you said 224?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, no, that would be fine if you just send the email.
The email, okay. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That is going to be 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. And, of course, if you email the support team, you can email 24/7, of course. They will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address will be on that confirmation email as well. You'll receive that confirmation email through our automated system in just about a minute here. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive a direct link by text message. And depending on your phone carrier, you may even receive the text message before you receive our automated email. But when you receive one or the other, please let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. Again, we schedule by the hour. The call takes about 25 or 30 minutes. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. It looks like we can still do the 11 o'clock or this afternoon, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, or 3 o'clock. Which of those would work out better for you?
You would give us a call back for exactly what again?
So we're going to want to know, just confirm information that I have information off of your website, make sure everything's Google compliant. We want to know the hours of operation you want to be listed for, which I have, forms of payment you accept, which I have, mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business, if you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. So just kind of the basic information that we need to create and optimize your business in the way that you want it to show up online. A couple of other things, how long you've been in business and things like that. But it's pretty straightforward. Like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer just to verify the licensing information and things like that, just to make sure that everything is Google compliant. The call takes about 25 or 30 minutes. It could be with either of you or with both of you if you'll be together. Again, 11 is available. That's going to be in about a half an hour, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, or 3 o'clock.
Okay.
11 should be fine.
11, okay. So it's going to be scheduled from 11 o'clock until 12 o'clock. The actual call takes about 30 minutes. So sometime between 11 and 11:30 is when they'll give you that phone call and then take about a half an hour after that. If I'm available when our client interview technician is available for that call, I'll actually be on that call to kind of introduce you to your client interview technician. If I'm not available, they'll just make that call on their own. Of course, they have everything, all the notes here. They'll be able to take care of you quite nicely. Just in case I'm not on that call and kind of just moving forward here, as a security, we would want to set up a security question and answer. This is for your protection, meaning anyone who calls us saying that they are affiliated with your business would need to know either the question and the answer, or at least the answer if we give them the question. And anyone who calls you and says that they're with Google or says that they're with Local Splash, first of all, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon, and then, of course, they'll need to know both the question and the answer unprompted. Now, your security question options are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for that security question?
Would we actually be able to reschedule that call for tomorrow around 10 in the morning?
Tomorrow at 10 is going to work out better for you? Yeah, let me pull up that calendar real quick here. That should work out fine. Usually we try to get our client interviews done as quickly as possible. So I believe if I can refresh that, tomorrow at 10 would be perfect. So we can schedule from tomorrow at 10. Same thing applies there. It'll be scheduled from 10 until 11. The call would get to you just a few minutes or a half an hour, even up to sometime between 10 and 10:30 is when they'll call you, get you off the phone before 11 o'clock, though, about a half an hour phone call. So I've got that call rescheduled for 10 o'clock tomorrow. At 9 o'clock, you're going to receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 10. And then I'm also going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is really more for your records. It's going to the email address that we have, aspenlawnandsprinklers@gmail.com. You don't have to respond to it. Many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash CIENG. That stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. Okay? And then for that security question to set up here for your protection, the options again are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. That could be for you or for Carlos, as long as you guys know what the answer and question are.
Okay.
quiero confirmar el número de teléfono y su nombre.
Just could we confirm your phone number and...
Oh, yeah. It's 714. Yeah, I mean, like I said, you'll get it by email, but I'd be happy to give it to you. It's 714, the toll-free number then for client support, 877-635-6225. Again, it's 877-635-6225. It's simply option one or extension one to reach client support. I do see that those invoices should have already been sent. So you should have that confirmation email as well as the initial invoice email in the inbox. Now, if you can actually access that and open up the invoice email, or if you got a text message associated with that, the Local Splash initial invoice, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. And then the click here, that blue click here, is hyperlinked. It goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, which is everything that we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing, beginning with the services that we'll be providing for you on the left-hand side, starting with Google Business Profile Optimization. Are you able to open that up?
Sí, ya tengo.
Okay, yeah, I opened the one that says Local Splash. Welcome to Local Splash.
So the welcome email, that's the one with the client support information on there. Again, it's got the phone number that I gave you. support@localsplash.com is the email address. But we're actually at this point needing you to access the other one. I kind of wish that they didn't send them both at the same time. But the one that says Local Splash initial invoice on it starts with, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below this email. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms, and then click on the blue click here. So that goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. The services we'll provide, of course, will optimize the listing on Google. We'll also optimize the listing on Bing. It's only about 1 out of 10 people using Bing instead of Google, but that's still a lot of people. We want you to get those phone calls and those opportunities as well. Now, the directory submissions, again, are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is almost 70 different destinations and directories. Like I said, Facebook, Yelp, Superpages, all of that. Now, excuse me. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll down towards the very bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. Since you and Carlos are both there, you can click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we need you to either copy and paste or type in Carlos Cruz just as it appears there. So capital C's with the space in between, but no space before Carlos or after Cruz. And then once you've got Carlos Cruz in that box, just click the confirm signature box just below it. That actually does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's a month-to-month service, that it's just the flat rate of $199, that we've waived your setup fee, etc. It also, of course, lets us verify that you're an active business in the local area, get the PIN card sent out to you, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that. So again, just the box above the line, that small box, click on that box, and the longer box below the line, put in Carlos Cruz and hit confirm signature.
It's loading. I don't have that much good service right now at the moment.
Okay. All right. So just take your time and do that. And then while we're waiting for that, if it asks you for a username and a password, you can stop there. That's probably the screen that's loading right now. It's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the dashboard portal that you'll be using to track your account. And the automated system thinks that your tracking system is activated already, which it is not, and also that you're trying to access, which you're not. But in the next couple of days, of course, we have to do the client interview first to create that content for there to be something for you to track. But once you have your client dashboard up and activated, we'll send you by text and by email the username and a default password that you can then use to access your tracking system. Now, you can change that default password if you like, but the username cannot be changed, but it's easy to remember. It's the number that we're speaking on. I can give that to you already, but there's no password set just yet. Like I said, you'll get the username and the password in the day or so once your tracking system is active. But the username is the phone number. Area code's included, but no dashes or spaces or parentheses, nothing like that. Just 503-710-1378. That's the username on the account. In any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please include either your phone number or that username. They're basically the same thing. And then we can easily forward that information out to the right department. Like I said, photos@localsplash.com, P-H-O-T-O-S. You can email the photos team directly, but you can email anything and everything to the support email. And like I said, we'll just send that to on its way to the right department. But like I said, I wanted to set up the security question for your protection. Of course, anyone calling from Local Splash will need to know the question and answer unprompted. And then if anyone calls us saying that they're with Aspen Lawn and Sprinklers, they need to know at least the answer if we give them the question. But your options for that security question are the city you were born in, that could be you or Carlos, and your first pet's name, one or the other of those. Which would you want to have as your security question?
Las cogemos una vez. Si quiere cuestión, podemos poner este.
So, would I be able to do Puebla?
You said Pueblo?
It's Puebla. It's
Puebla?
Yeah.
P-U-E-B-L-A? And that's the city you were born in then, right? In Mexico?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
perfect.
P-U-E-B-L-A.
Perfect. So we've got that down. That's all set. And then we do have bilingual interview technicians, both bilingual English, Spanish. Would you want me to request, if there's one available at 10 o'clock tomorrow, that we have that with a bilingual technician?
Yes, please. I'll appreciate that.
Okay, I'll put that down then as bilingual English, Spanish, and then if one is available, and we'll probably work that out, we'll have a bilingual agent give you guys a call. That call is scheduled for 10 o'clock tomorrow. Like I said, if I am available when they are ready, I'll be on that call as well just to connect you guys. But other than that, if not, they'll call you directly. I wanted to be the first, though, to say welcome to Local Splash. You know, we're pretty excited to get this going for you. Really happy to get your phone ringing and, of course, to earning your business 1 month at a time. Been a pleasure speaking with you both, and hopefully I'll be available tomorrow at 10 when we give you that follow-up call. Okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you so much, both of you guys. You have a wonderful day. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.